3, 2, 1, 0.
Get it going!
All the true gangsters know.
Well, it's the big show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh! This is Stephen Barber, your host for the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G, is in the building.
Yo, yo.
What it do, cuz?
What it do?
Back in the studio for sure.
You know it, yep.
Fresh as fuck.
Fresh AF.
AF, is that what the kids say?
And in today's, what?
As fuck?
Yeah.
AF? Huh. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right. Like to stay up on that hot lingo.
That's true. You do stay pretty hip over there.
You know it.
You're one of them hip kids. you stay fresh, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
How about that Thursday night game last night, huh?
Yeah, that sucked.
I wasn't even going to watch the game, but, you know, it's football.
I totally forgot about it,
so I watched all football.
And I joined in on the second quarter or something. Yeah, man.
How about this? We get cut right to the chase with it. Rams that good or 49ers that bad?
I mean, the Rams obviously aren't very good if they allowed the 49ers to score, you know, 20-some points or whatever.
3 touchdowns for Gurley.
Yeah. You got to like that up. If you're a Gurley owner. You got to like what Hyde did, especially going out early and then, you know, whatever, just coming back like a beast. Rams D, definitely time to sell that after that big week one. And
I mean, unless you look at their schedule, I don't know off the top of my head who they're going to be playing, if they're going to play like the Browns, but it's probably too deep and too long to hold on to that for that one game.
I mean, if they did as bad as they did against the Niners, are you going to hold on to them for
Browns?
A matchup sake? You think? I mean,
it wouldn't hold on to them. That's what
I'm
saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If they play the Browns in 2 weeks, though, then yeah.
What do you think they're going to do against the Browns? Say they do, if they can put up 2 points against Hoyer.
I think they would destroy the Rams. They destroy the Browns.
Like, what's your prediction?
10.
Wow. We'll have to look at their schedule. I think they're drop city.
I like I said, pendant their schedule, drop city.
Pendant their schedule.
How about golf though? You think he could own golf?
This
is a couple games in a row now. He's been lining up.
Looks like they're gonna be slinging it, huh? And
floor at 10.
If
ceiling 24. Let's see. They do not play Cleveland, so drop their ass.
They do not play Cleveland.
They play the 49ers again in week 17.
Oh, so you got a shirt, too, if you want to hang on to them for 15 more weeks.
Right?
Brought to you by Stephen Barbara.
Playoff time. When it's playoff time and you need a win. When you need a win.
You think the Rams defense is going to get it for you?
They might be playing for a wild card.
Interesting take.
They're what, 3-0, 2-1. Might be playing for a wild card.
Yeah, that we should write that prediction down. I really remember that one.
Let's see, anybody to own there though?
How about Greg Zuerlein? Maybe. Seems like the Rams are gonna. They're going to be putting up some numbers, at least, whether it's garbage time or whatever's happening.
Yeah, how about that? 13 points, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, and 18 week one, 9 week two, I mean.
That's you got to like that? I think that's probably
better than like Bailey did. I mean.
I wonder what his rank is. He's got to be playing outrageous.
Number 3 and only owned in 5% of leagues.
God, I might pick him up right now.
He's got waivers till next week, so
oh,
it's
shit.
Not like he can.
When till Wednesday?
Yeah, he played just played his game.
Yeah. But 49ers defense, look at that, -2.
That's what I noticed there.
Sammy Watkins finally getting on page.
What do you think?
They look pretty good.
Yeah.
They looked in, a little in sync.
You sure gotta hope so if you're
And I think that's golf finally picking up. Getting comfortable.
Yeah, well, it's a change in the offense.
A nice,
and the,
nice pickup
the regime. Yeah.
Nice pickup, easy game for him. I mean, and you know, look at that, 12 to Woods.
Yeah, you gotta like that too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
and that's didn't even get.
I kind of like
he
the
didn't
Rams
even get a
offense,
touchdown,
but I think that's why I then don't like the defense.
And what Austin, I think, left the game.
Is that right,
Tavon? That
yeah.
his fucking name?
Yeah. He's tough anyway, though. He's exciting, but one of those boom or bust characters, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Fun to watch, though. Yeah, I think he went out. So I think yeah, you probably could play almost a Woods and a low flex.
Would you go Woods or, like, Cooper Kupp first?
I like... Ooh, you know, I think they both benefit from Austin being gone.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to go Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's about a coin flip until, seems like.
Until that one of them proves it.
Yeah, seems like Kupp maybe down the line a little bit before he takes off.
Right.
But high expectations, I suppose.
Look, there's Beathard's name. I see his name. He's even got a name.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Hell, look at his picture. He's a fucking pretty boy. Shit day.
Right?
Ha! Oh, man. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's awesome. Good for him.
Get that mic right in front of your face. You might have to pull it down a little bit there. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Yep.
I was always struggling with it.
I know you were. I was noticing some difficulties. So.
All right. Got the big show today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. What do we got? The London game.
Big one.
The Jaguars. Let's see. The Ravens. Ravens beat them twice in the past three games.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to win two out of three, so I don't. That doesn't say a lot, does it?
Ravens are 2-0. Maybe they'll lose this one.
Dolphins are undefeated as well.
Dolphins.
This is a clash of the Titans.
Right? I can't wait to see Cutler sling it.
Dude, yeah. And Flacco should be slinging it around, too. You got to see what Terrence West is going to do. That's tough for his owners.
Right? Because that's an early game. I probably won't play him.
That's an early game and in London. So he's got to travel. With whatever
bullshit calf
soft tissue injury, and air travel can cause like swelling and stuff too, so especially like a long plane ride, that's tough.
A long plane ride,
I mean, right over to England, it's gotta be 7-8 hours,
right? Oh yeah, yeah,
it's not a short plane ride,
that's for sure. I don't know, you suppose they have like nice planes and shit to do on the plane, so it's not, you know, like the Fildo van.
I mean,
he's watching film and shit.
That's a good question. I suppose so, but you can't have like something to do for the whole team. I mean,
yeah, that's a lot of motherfuckers,
and they're giants too. Like what, you know?
You can't have them thrashing around.
Yeah, and I bet they have to be in their seats and shit most of the time.
Well, once you get to cruising altitude.
You can't have all those men running around. I don't think you can. I think, like you have to have planes weighted properly and stuff, you know? Like, make fat people move to the fucking different part of the plane if it's like, uneven. So you couldn't have a whole football team, like, you know, running around or anything.
Let's see.
Interesting thought.
Yeah, it'd be something to think about, I guess.
The team plane crashed because they're doing drills.
I like Jarvis Allen anyway. I think he's going to be their guy.
Buck.
Going to. Buck Allen?
Is that his name?
Javarius?
Javarius, but I think he goes by Buck.
Buck. His name is Buck.
Javarius. Bug, huh?
Yeah, Buck Allen.
Buck Allen.
See, right here. Buck Allen.
Buck Allen. How? All right.
Would you want to? Yeah, I mean.
Buck
try
Allen?
Try to write Javarius all the time? Buck.
I think Macklin's the receiver there to own. And if you got him, you know, I think you got you're playing him.
Yeah, I think this is a good game for Baltimore receivers for sure. Especially if, you know, if you're looking somewhere, you could probably get Mike Wallace and hope for a long touchdown.
Right.
I think it'll be that kind of game.
Yep.
Just a shootout between, you know, two old gunslingers.
Two old gunslingers.
Right.
Yeah, right. Probably some garbage time for the Jaguars.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But I think you're right though about the gunslinging thing.
I think the garbage time is kind of garbage time.
The Jaguars, you know, their motto is become the garbage time almost. You know, it's like their embodiment. You know, they're like, well, we're already behind. We got to start throwing.
Yeah. So I think the same you can say on the other side. There, you can probably start Hearns or Lee, and you just got to hope for, you know.
Either one of them.
Right. But
right, Blake's got to throw one to somebody.
Obviously, none of those guys are your top tier receivers. You're just hoping for one of those games,
right? He's got to throw to somebody.
But that's the thing about like all those ESPN fantasy shows and stuff. They're like, here's the receivers.
Tommy Bohanna got the other touchdown over there.
That's a good name,
Tommy Bohanna. Yeah, 1 yard touchdown. Never even heard of him, but that's who that is.
You going to start him?
No.
Oh. Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
Ben Watson, I believe you mentioned his name on the last show.
Benji.
Benji, huh? Benjamin?
Yep, yeah. Benji.
Possible spot tight end start there. What, Pitta out?
Yeah, he's somebody that's becoming more of a favorite target. He's leading the team in receptions over there.
Yeah.
So. Tight end in a pinch. The old pinch tight end. I
believe they call that a goose. What game do we have next?
These next couple games are all just a wash.
Crap. We'll just hit them quick.
Yeah, we just hit them quick.
Let's hear it.
All right, so the Browns-Colts.
Wow.
Gore?
Yeah, Gore seems to be... solid.
Maybe Doyle.
Doyle, yeah, not too bad, huh?
And then, God, who's the quarterback over there? McGown? He's going down.
No, Jacoby Brissett, right? McCown's at the Jets.
Oh, shit, that's right.
It was Tolzien, and then Brissett started last game.
No, I was thinking about the Browns.
Oh, at the Browns. DeShone Kizer?
Kizer.
Right.
Oh, the laser.
Yeah. And he had a solid week last week. I want to say like 18 points or something, maybe.
Let's see. You know, the Browns, I think the Browns are going to win a game.
Whoa.
I think this is the game the Browns are going to win.
Whoa.
I think they are probably going to be able to pass on the Colts. The Colts are absolute garbage.
Oh, no. Kizer had a good game week one. He had 17. Last week, he only had one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think the Browns might be able to win this game. However, the last three have gone to the Colts.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on the Browns.
I might be able to put some money on the Browns.
Wow. Playing either of the defenses?
Not a chance.
I thought you said play defenses against the Browns.
Not
you
the Colts.
Just said it.
Not the Colts, though. You may play the Cleveland defense.
Got some fuzzy fantasy math. Let's see. Crow?
Crow. Feeding the Crow. I mean, but he isn't even looking that
about,
good.
Yeah, about what we imagined.
I'd say a low-level flex.
If that, man. He sucks.
God, who could you own for a receiver over there? Coleman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Although
but he's on injured reserve. Corey Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't start him.
You know, I like the name Higgins.
Solid name.
Like, right? Maybe you could own a Higgins.
Yeah, had a good game last game.
Otherwise, I mean, the other side, you know, you Hilton, Moncrief, Aiken, they're all kind of getting respected touches. So there's nothing
like
to just T.Y., but that's only because you drafted him probably.
Right.
Otherwise, Doyle's getting the touches there.
Yeah.
I think the Browns will win this one, though.
You heard it. Well, we'll revisit that.
Giants, Eagles.
Giants suck, huh?
Giants with the lowest.
What, just playing OBJ? I mean, you got to play him, right?
Right. However, you know, if he's still not practicing, then I would expect more of that temperament with him, you know.
He's not practicing?
If he's not.
Why is he not? Didn't he play?
He played like he was in and out sparingly. Whoa. They were very careful with him.
Well, but I mean,
we talking about practice.
Still, I mean, he might do the same
practice
thing. He might not practice all week and then play, but it might be the same bullshit where he's in.
What do you score last week?
4?
Ouch.
Can you play that?
I mean, you have to. If
you don't have to. You don't have to.
I guess you don't have to. That hurts. Any other Giants to play? Their running situation?
You know, I don't buy into any of that shit that people are talking about.
I mean, all I hear is that they suck. I buy into that.
Yeah, I buy into that, but I don't buy into any of their what Vereen is coming up or
that's what I've heard.
Yeah,
that Vereen, he's been around for a long time, man. I don't know.
Not a chance.
Oh, that's a soundbite to get. He's old.
Yeah, that is probably a good one. Gosh, I guess I forgot to mention this one. Sounds like Frank Gore didn't practice, maybe. But,
oh, no.
But
I'll look it up quick.
I don't know. I had that other injury report.
He's old.
Right? But that might be just a veteran day for him because he's
right.
So fucking old. Yeah, I don't have him on this other one, so he's probably playing.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to this game, the Giants. You know, I don't think you can play too many Giants, really. And it'd be tough to play.
I don't think you play any.
I think you play the Eagles' defense. The Eagles,
yeah,
Carson Wentz,
the Eagles'
is on
defense
the up.
Is good, yeah.
Somebody needs
Carson
to
Wentz.
Probably pick him up if he's not picked up. What do you think about Jeffrey? Is that their guy? Is that are they going to settle with that guy, or is it going to just continue to be Ertz?
I mean,
that's who's getting the receptions.
Ertz is their tight end, and they seem to like that.
Almost 200 yards for him already.
I don't know. Jeffrey and Aguilar are going to.
Torrey Smith's right up there too.
Is he?
He's got more yards than Aguilar.
Aguilar has a touchdown both weeks, though.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to deal with. They're all fighting for it.
Fighting, yeah, because Jeffrey's got one.
I wouldn't start Torrey Smith. I think he's a bum. I don't think Alshon Jeffrey, you know, it seemed like he was on the cusp of that, like, elite tier of receivers, and now he's a wide receiver, too, and you hope he has a good day, I guess.
Yeah, kind of in the middle now.
I think Aguilar, obviously, he seems to find the end zone, but hasn't been getting a ton of yards, but I think you'd start him.
Let's see. Who's the running back there? Is it Sproles for real? Is it a scat back?
It's Sproles and Smallwood and...
Who is the... My God. Oh, Blunt. Blunt hadn't done anything this year.
I'm a scat man.
Poor Blunt. Yeah. He doesn't care about your fantasy team anyway. You should probably drop him.
Dude, I said it that it wasn't going to be the same in Philadelphia. You
right?
know? He fits in New England. We talked about it all preseason.
Yeah, he's doing nothing. It looks like Sproles.
Yeah, I love LeBlanc.
Sproles is getting all the... And Wentz is doing more running than any of them. You don't want your quarterback out there. I suppose another fucking case to pick up. Wentz right there.
At least for a couple more games until he runs out of steam again.
Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, they're using Sproles as the scat all day because he's getting dump offs.
I'm a scat man.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Tough break there, huh? Carson Wentz. Struggle to say his name.
How about what? Evan Engram, that tight end for the Giants everybody's talking about?
Yeah, he's the only guy with a touchdown.
Yeah. So maybe if you're... Maybe if you're looking for a tight end, I guess.
He's like second on the team, third on the team with receptions. I guess you could maybe make a case for Sterling Shepard. But I don't want to. And I won't.
I don't know, yeah.
All right.
I think Odell's the only one. Zach Ertz. Yeah. Engram, Wentz. I suppose Sproles, yeah. Sproles maybe worth a flex. But, yeah.
Dolphins, Jets. Some real good 1 o'clock games today. Sunday.
Man, Jets suck.
Yeah, I picked up the Dolphins D. I'm playing them.
He's putting a lot of trust in Cutler.
I'm excited for this game.
Cutler has to maintain offense, you know, take the pressure off that defense. You think he can do that?
Dolphins won the last 2 out of 3.
Against the Jets?
Yes.
Jeez, they should win more than that, right? It means they lost once.
2 years ago.
Damn.
Let's see. It's in New York. Does that help the Jets win their first game?
Doesn't hurt, I guess. Shouldn't.
Cutler. Oh, man. Touchdown pass to Landry. Coming again. Watch it.
What do you think Cutler like scores?
Cutler? Let's see. 16? I'd say 16 or more.
Or more?
Yeah, I could see him maybe getting 2 touchdowns. One to Landry, one to Stills. They leaned heavily on Jay Ajayi, but... you know, they're going to be able to do whatever they want against the Jets. They're just a shell of a team.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, you got to like Dolphins.
Wait, is there tight end Julian Thomas?
Yeah. He's at least listed as their tight end. Boy, you don't hear too much out of him.
All right. What? Maybe a spot play, I guess?
Yeah, he had.
But that's if you're desperate.
25 yards last week.
Yeah, that
but
sounds,
against the
sounds,
Jets.
Sounds desperate.
The Jets seem to be, like, terrible against everything, so.
Yeah, and the only guy catching touchdowns over there is Kearse, right? So I'd say that's probably the only guy to have.
Yeah, Kearse was the kind of a big waiver wire target, I guess. But
I guess if you picked him up, you know what you're getting there. Maybe
I'm not
flex.
Starting any Jets.
Yeah,
it's a gamble. Yeah, gamble. you know what you're into. Obviously, there's the potential.
But here's the thing: McCown is going to throw at least 2 or 3 interceptions.
Oh, but Cutler might too.
Very well,
very
could.
Well, could.
Defensive battle. That should be interesting, right? Broncos Bills. Halfway decent game.
I mean, the Broncos should roll, it seems. The Bills look like crap last week.
Denver's won 2 out of the last 3.
Yeah.
Bills crushed them in that game. Holy shit.
It's got
2011.
I don't even, I mean.
Right.
Well, that was like before the Peyton Manning era in Denver. That was like when they were shit. Who's quarterback? Who was even quarterbacking? Fucking A.
Couldn't tell you.
Right?
Oh,
it might have been Kyle Orton.
Former Bear.
Well, yeah, I think we traded him there for Cutler was part
for
of the deal.
Cutler, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Trevor Seaman, lighten it up. I think you got to have
dude,
him.
Yeah, he's worthy of worthy of a bench
CJ,
spot, at least. Maybe
CJ
a start.
Anderson is their
looking
bell
like he's
cow.
Rolling. Yeah, looking good again, like the CJ of old.
I imagine Booker coming back next week. Not this week, next week. We'll cut into somebody's time. Probably a little bit of both CJ and Charles.
Yeah,
time.
But I would wait and see on that with the new coaching staff and everything there. You know, I know Kubiak seemed more, you know, just have the whole 3-4 guys going, but I don't know.
Well, I think Charles loses out.
Yeah, maybe Charles loses a little bit.
I think CJ loses a little of the Booker stuff.
I don't think so. We'll see.
I think they want Booker to be their guy.
You think so? Why is that?
Just because Charles barely made the team, and that was only because Booker got injured.
So you think they want Booker to be the guy because of that?
Yep.
I don't see how you connect that. Maybe at some point.
Had him for like, what, 2-3 years now?
Same as CJ Anderson.
Yeah, there's the two guys right there. CJ's been running it, and then Booker will take over.
All right.
And then, like we said, Sanders is their guy.
Seems like he's the guy,
and
maybe Thomas draws the double or the tougher coverage or whatever. But obviously, Thomas still gets his targets. You gotta like Broncos,
right? I don't know, and I don't know that you can trust any Bills.
Yeah,
against this Rashawn elite defense.
I mean,
then you know what's his name is talking about. We gotta be patient. And it's like, well, not against this team.
Yeah, they just shut Zeke down. I don't know how much of that was Zeke.
Bad gate.
Yeah, you know, maybe after like, you got to assume there's like a huge adrenaline dump, especially like the whole battle and then like finally getting to play
Free
the game.
Zeke.
Yeah, right. He gets to play the first game and it's all good. Maybe he's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 and then doesn't take it serious or something and just, you know, falls flat. That sucked.
I mean, yeah.
Zeke owners, man.
McCoy, I think, is injured. So I think it's going to Tolbert, which, you know, they shouldn't have got rid of Gillislee, honestly. They had a fucking kung fu matchup there. Taylor likes to run the ball around, so you could maybe play Taylor. I'm not. I dumped him in favor of
you got to think that
Smith. I dumped him in favor of Smith.
I would assume.
And then the only guy that's catching passes, doing anything
I wouldn't
over
assume
there.
Taylor is going to do much better than Dak did last week against the Broncos, right?
I think he did 15 last week.
Yeah,
I don't
so
think
I'd,
he's doing 15.
I wouldn't put Taylor that. I'd put him at like 10, 12 maybe. I think you could find somebody better on the waiver wire.
My thought being that he's their team. Tyrod is their team with McCoy out.
So that's all they got to shut down. Right? They shut.
What? I got a quote.
They shut down all of the fucking Cowboys.
I got a quote from Jordan Matthews. He says, need to give the passing game some time. So I don't think it's time yet. So I think I don't know that I'm playing anybody. Maybe Tolbert, just because they're probably gonna have to run the game, but that's still a flex and a gamble at that.
Oh, you can't like running backs after what just happened.
And I can't.
Oof.
And the only guy with a touchdown is Charles Clay, and he's the only one with any chemistry. But I still can't tell you to play him either.
And didn't Witten do all right though?
That might be true.
Right? It seems like the tight end might have been the one spot that...
Okay.
That
then that's
so
the one, that's
like
the one guy I'll say.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But still, any Bills, I think you got...
Stretch.
Yeah, I would be looking elsewhere.
The only reason I would say that is because it's at Buffalo. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Ugh, let's move on.
All right. No problem.
All right.
Terrace Chase is...
What do I got here? Saints, Panthers?
Oh, man.
Saints need a win. Panthers, look.
At Panthers?
Yes. Something about...
That makes a big deal, too. Drew Brees plays like shit on the road.
Cam supposed to get some award or some milestone when he gets his next win. He passes like somebody with some wins or something.
How many wins can he have? Like 50?
He's doing good.
Doing
good. When you're full of McGowns and Hoyers and Cutlers.
The Panthers have only been around for 21 years or something, so I suppose like no quarterback has really even had the tenure that he has, even like 4 years, so maybe it is like the all-time wins leader there.
Panthers won the last 2 out of 3. Refresh this. Something wrong with it. Let's see. Like I said, Drew Brees lighted up last week. What do you think?
At home.
Oh, as at home. Oof.
He's got one of those huge home away splits.
So you're playing a gamble, is that what you're saying?
And here's the thing.
You're
going to gamble, but especially after what the Panthers just did, you know, that, what was it, 6-9 with Buffalo? I could see something like that happening again, right?
Yeah.
And the Panthers' defense has been looking a little better.
Here's the thing, though. Panthers' defense is going to destroy the Saints. I think that might be a spot play. I might call that right now. There's a good spot play if you're deep.
It's tough to play defense against the Saints because they're so high scoring, but if you're going to do it any time, it's on the road.
Right, and they're not going to be able to run the ball, so they're going to have to pass.
Yeah, they can't run the ball, that's for sure.
So they're going to have to pass, so Carolina's defense is going to have to step it up there.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Let's see, looks like Cam's still playing, huh?
Yeah.
Good to see that. Drew Brees, check this shit out. Almost 650 yards already.
Yeah.
He's a slinger.
I mean,
he's a slinger. You playing
325 a game, that's is good, but
you playing Mark Ingram or AP?
I'm probably not playing either.
They have the same amount of touches.
And what have they scored collectively, like 4 points each?
Ten total,
yeah. So, I mean, I think I'd play somebody else, if I had anything else, right?
All
right,
so you're playing a receiver there.
I'd bench both of them. I guess Michael Thomas is the guy, right?
Coleman's getting the touchdown.
And what about, Greg Olsen's out on the Panthers, so maybe, I don't know.
Oh, I don't even know who their tight end is.
Nobody after Olsen. I mean, right? When's the last time like you've heard of another tight end there? I don't know.
That'll be interesting.
I think Kobe Fleener's a good start for
the Saints. He's the one getting the touchdowns.
Right.
Michael Thomas is getting the touches. Cook's getting the touchdown, though. Or Coleman's getting the touchdown. And then, who's getting the touchdowns for Carolina?
Getting the touchdown? Coleman?
Brandon Coleman.
That's a ballsy call.
Him and Fleener.
Okay.
And then who's getting the touchdown? I don't even know who this Russell Shepherd is. For Carolina?
Yeah, I...
Fifth year? Wide receiver? Junk man.
Yeah, why are we talking about him?
He's the one with the touchdown.
Oh. Yeah, I mean.
Coleman. I mean, Kelvin.
You got that?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
You playing him if you got him?
Yeah, I think so, especially with Olsen out. But
and sounds like you were right about Stewart being their guy there, man. Because
Christian McCaffrey's obviously he's getting work, but he's not the back that Jonathan Stewart is, and you got to have that guy on a football team, right?
Right, got to be able to play power football.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this is a good game. I think Carolina's defense wins that game.
It should at least show us a little bit about that division and those teams.
Steelers at the Bears.
Oh, boy.
I think your Bears got a chance for a win here.
What makes you say that?
It's at Chicago.
That's, oh, boy.
They won the last 2 out of 3.
I mean, that's somebody's got to win 2 out of 3. That's like, say, you know, that's like flipping a coin, basically, right?
It always looks good when you win the 3 out of 3. Hindsight's always 50-50.
Like, yep, one team won 2, one team won 1, so like that has to happen. Unless somebody won all 3, then that'd say something, right?
Yeah. Mike Glennon, huh? And I think, what, Cohen is the guy now?
That's what it looked like. I mean, yeah, Jordan Howard's hurt, so it's got to be. He didn't have a repeat of his week one breakout performance, but yeah.
Got to root for a guy named Tank. Tark?
Tark.
Tark?
Tark.
Tariq?
Tariq.
Is that his name? Tark.
Tariq.
Kendall Wright?
Yeah, possible.
Zach Miller?
I don't really like it. I think he's good for 4 or 5.
And I got, a Josh Bellamy listed.
Yeah, he's been all right. He dropped that touchdown in the first game. Obviously, nobody was good last week, but that first game he looked very good. Except dropping that touchdown didn't look too good, but possible, especially with Kevin White out. Just no, yeah, what old finger Wheaton.
Man, I don't know. He must have really broke that finger. If he's still out, week 3.
Heard it was a deep jam.
That's what she said.
How about Pittsburgh, man? What do you think you're doing with Bell here? Week 3, no touchdowns?
That's rough, but
10 points? 11 points?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Maybe try and get a trade?
It's not a bad idea.
They seem to just be passing the ball straight up. Ben's got 4 touchdowns already.
If I made a trade like that, it'd be like, that's exactly when he'd take off. It seems like Martavis Bryant is starting to perform like he, you know, like we know he can.
Yeah.
You gotta like that.
Antonio Brown still without a touchdown.
But still doing all right. What? He had... Well, he only had 6 last week, but had a killer first week. So
yeah, he's got some yards. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, right. And
it's like Jesse James, their tight end, is getting the old gunslinger there.
It seems like Ben likes him. Yeah. What are you gonna do? But it does seem like he's pretty touchdown dependent. But he's a good target in the end zone,
right?
Yeah.
You might only get 6, but 6 is better than 2.
Yeah.
Here's a game that I'm excited for.
Hey, Pittsburgh D.
Okay.
After the Bears got shut out last week.
Remember I told you that was about to happen?
You told me they were about to get whooped. Had you called a shutout, I would have given you the salami bologna.
Here's a game I'm real excited to see. Falcons at Detroit. Right? This should be a huge game.
Falcons are kind of hard to figure out so far.
Seems like they keep going to Sanu.
Well, and
Julio's not getting the touchdown.
But he's still looking like a monster.
He is very large.
But after the Falcons played like crap against the Bears, you know, just squeak by against a Bears team that then gets shut out, and then the Falcons go and play well week 2. Like, what's the deal? What do you expect?
I expect at least the fantasy, offensive game.
This yeah, the offense seems to be good.
This
so
should
for
be
fantasy.
This
I guess
should be good
straight,
fantasy.
Huh?
Yeah, even that Hooper.
Hooper,
isn't that his name?
Big Pooper.
Austin Hooper.
Austin P. Hooper.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. I think Sanu's out there. I think I might even try and pick him up, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's see. Otherwise, Freeman is getting the touches, and he's getting the touchdown.
Freeman's crushing it. What do you think about Tevin Coleman?
Low value flex.
He's just a
try and
like
trade him. I think you can try and trade him to somebody without a running back.
Right.
Or maybe somebody who's got an AP or, you know. Because he's going to have some opportunities, but it's just whether or not he's going to get them.
All right, here you go. Where do you put these quarterbacks at? I want points.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'm asking you.
That's what I'm saying.
The quarterbacks.
What quarterbacks?
In the game we're talking about.
Oh, in this game.
Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan.
Oh,
the Mats.
The Mats. Okay.
Quarterbacks.
Well, I just thought
each team generally has one.
I just thought you were talking about a bunch of quarterbacks. I was waiting for your list.
You can give me that, too. No, I mean, looking at this game, you think, like, you know, these guys like to throw it. They got some good receivers, right? You know, they've been slanging it, so.
Let's see. Staff? Three touchdowns.
That's got to put him at least.
Now let's
20.
Go. Let's go two touchdowns, and he'll have more. He'll have like what, 250?
So that's 18 there.
And then Matt Ryan, maybe.
No interceptions for Stafford.
Staff's been throwing perfect, man.
Whew. This could be his three interception game.
And then,
it's Matt Stafford.
Matt Ryan, I think the Falcons lose here. I think Matt Ryan throws the interception. I think he's got one touchdown and like 300 yards.
So you got Stafford over Ryan.
He deserves it. Look at this.
He's getting the money.
Who is this Kenny Golladay?
Kenny Golladay?
Yeah.
I think he caught a touchdown week one.
He's running it, son.
Right?
He's fucking running it.
Yeah.
And Marvin Jones. And Ebron. I think Ebron, if he isn't picked up, he probably should be soon.
Yeah. Both Jones and Golladay seem like the touchdown dependent guys.
Here's why I like Stafford. He's got Tank, Golladay, Marvin Jones, Ebron, and then when they switch it up, he's got Riddick.
Right. So there's a lot there.
And Abdullah, when he's in, he didn't even fucking look for the ball. He's just running.
Right.
So he had one good game. And I suppose that's probably what took away from staff last week. But
so you can really start any Lions.
About. I like what's his name? We just said his name.
Riddick?
Abdullah? Yeah, I like Riddick as a scat back.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a scat man. Yeah, he's out there running the ball or catching the ball and then running for 70 yards, you know?
Yep, just like.
Exactly. And you know, maybe Staff will throw a pick, but then I bet if he throws a pick, he throws an extra touchdown.
So you're playing everybody.
Just about.
Both
sides. The only one I don't like is Tate.
And that's just
because he's
just
getting the
personal
coverage.
Bias.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's going to get the coverage, and he's
why
a
not,
fucking
douchebag. Why not Marvin Jones? Golden Tate's tough to cover. He's little and sneaky.
A little sneaky guy?
He's a little sneaky, yeah. Similar to I'm a scat man! Right?
And then, I guess, Tyler Gabriel's on my watch list.
Taylor Gabriel, yeah.
But I don't see that you're playing him yet.
Yeah, he's like a deep deep sleeper if you got like a 12 or more league or something.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
But
it just takes one touch for him to go.
This should be a good game. I'm excited for it. It should be fun.
Yeah, play everybody except maybe defenses.
I like it.
Kickers, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's next?
Bucks-Vikes. What do you think? I don't know what to think because the Buccaneers have only played one game.
Bradford's out.
Diggs is. I'm down. I'm not even playing Diggs.
Yeah, without Bradford, man, and Dalvin didn't look good. The Vikings just look like a totally different team with Case Keenum.
Sad.
What? Kyle Rudolph looked pretty good.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Week one.
Week one. He did. Oh, okay. I'm mistaken then. Ouch.
Yeah, the whole team looked like shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that a road game?
We just got to listen to that game. That was...
Were they on the road?
I didn't think so. I thought it was at home. Should be able to pull it up somewhere, though. So, man, what do you do with the Vikings then?
You hope Sammy comes back.
But, I mean, for this week, can you start?
Maybe Dalvin because you drafted him high.
Yeah, somewhat high. Yeah, I suppose you got to start Dalvin, right? But pretty much putting everybody else on the bench for now.
Yeah, I mean.
That was at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they got fucked up at Pittsburgh. So they're at home. Maybe
you hope that helps a little bit.
Maybe you hope that helps a little bit. Maybe Sammy's on the sideline instead of not there at all or something.
Well, he's at least on the sideline.
You never know. He's probably just stroking it somewhere. That's what I'd be doing.
He's in the tent at the very worst.
Hanging out in the pup tent.
Right.
Let's see. See, I expect about the same out of all these guys. I expect almost exactly the same out of all these guys. So what? Almost 8-6? 15? 14?
For what?
14 for Jameis.
Okay.
Evans, no touchdown.
Just one?
Yeah, maybe 50 yards.
I bet that's low for Evans. That's a bad game for him.
I think that they'll probably give it to Jaquizz a little more.
Interesting. Why you say that?
I think they're going to be ahead, and I think they're going to be on the conservative side, you know, once they're up. I don't think Minnesota's got a chance.
Yeah.
I give them maybe, if they would win, it would be by three, you know.
Yeah.
But whoever the fuck their kicker is, he's always, like, horrible. They always have, like, the worst kicker in Minnesota. I guess the only one you could maybe play Thielen, just because he's that backside receiver, you know. But that's got to be desperate. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm expecting too big of things from anybody in this game.
Yeah, probably a low scoring game.
Just
21.
Maybe a
21
shit game.
21-3.
Yeah.
Texas Patriots. What do you think? Patriots going to dominate
Patriots
this.
Should fuck them up. Can you play any Texans? Just Miller and Hopkins, right?
Just their running game.
You gotta play Hopkins. You drafted him in the top.
They have the
three,
worst. They have the worst offense, and they have the worst passing offense. They are the worst offensively. Everybody knows it's going to Hopkins.
Patriots D.
They have the worst defense.
The Patriots do.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Smith lit him up, man.
But it's just because they got fucked up by Smith, right?
And then Breeze threw on him. They didn't lose, but they gave up a bunch of yards.
So you got to assume. Yeah, well, yeah, but Tommy fucked him up in, like, the first quarter. It was like.
Yeah. Like, four touchdowns already.
Yeah, so it didn't even really matter. Yeah, that's a tough one. I just like any defense against Houston.
Yeah, you might be onto something with that. That's the.
Their quarterback situation is so bad. Right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
It's so bad, but yeah, Patriots. What? Just.
No, I think there was somebody I wanted to say over there. I think that Gronk and what's his name are going to play, right?
Yeah. As far as I know,
so I think this could be a big game. Patriots blowing them out.
I agree. I think all systems are go.
It's at Foxborough
for New England players, right?
Yep. What do you think? You playing Lamar Miller?
Yeah, I think Miller, and I'd probably play Hopkins, but I mean, I didn't draft him for a reason, right? If you drafted him, you have to have some belief in him. But otherwise, yeah. Patriots, all systems go.
Yeah, that's going to be ugly game, I think.
I like watching Rex Burkhead. He's got that touchdown. It seems like New England likes to do that. Have the one, you know, the one guy. What they got? They got Gillislee now too, though,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah,
man. Their running game.
It'll be interesting,
right?
Seahawks at the Titans.
Man, Seahawks are tough to figure out too, huh?
They look like shit.
Looked like, I mean,
they barely beat the 49ers,
right? They only put up what, 12 or 9 points or some shit. Or,
the defense for sure, I guess.
But then you see the Rams go in there and put up 30 points, no problem, 35 or whatever, and it just doesn't make any sense.
I think that's just because Gurley's starting to click with the Rams.
Yeah.
I think he's finally getting some holes.
Man, it makes me worry about the Seahawks offense, though.
Right? I have Baldwin. It's hard for I think I have him
that's
in now.
Tough.
But it's hard to play him.
Their running game is
shit.
It just doesn't have any identity. And
they can't even run the ball. I mean, it'll be interesting because this is at Tennessee. And so Titans got a chance to win this game.
Definitely.
Let's see. Delanie Walker, are you playing him?
I am going to play him this week. I'm done with letting Jordan Reed fuck me.
I could have told you that. let's see. Mariota.
Fucking Jordan Reed.
He has yet to perform as he should.
Russell, yeah, and you can't like him against.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Murray, something's going on with Murray. So Murray, if you don't have Henry, I think he's still available in like 20% of leagues. So
might be, but
scrape
probably,
his ass up.
That's probably small
probably
leagues,
different now.
Like 8-person leagues. I check it real quick. Man,
Delanie Walker looks like their guy there, man.
Yeah, I think everything's got to be tempered a bit, but I do like some Titans. I just like their offense, I guess.
Let's see. And, yeah, who is this? Paul Richardson for the Seattle.
Running back.
That's the running back?
I believe he's on the depth chart as a running back. I don't think he's very high up.
He's the one catching all the passes.
He's catching all of them?
He's second. He's second, but he's got the touchdown for a pass, so.
Those Stephen Barber's tips.
Otherwise, Chris Carson.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that they say seems to be emerging with, you know, Lacey and Procise and Rawls all
can you play,
around.
Can you play Russell Wilson?
I've been saying no for years.
No. No. All right. Well, that sums that game up.
Yeah, so.
Bengals, Packers? What do you think? Bengals about to get fucked up?
Yeah, I would assume so. Boy.
Gotta like all the Packers.
Gotta like all the Packers.
Ty Montgomery doing his thing, no
Dude,
big
he's,
deal.
He's crushing it. I was wrong about that.
Yeah, he was going. He went for value.
Right?
Yeah. Nelson gonna play?
I don't know. Do you know? Let's look.
I've got him not. Oh, I got him listed. Full practice, so sounds like he's playing.
Yeah.
Obviously, coming back from an injury, he might be a little tempered. Expectations with Nelson. Maybe
I think
wide receiver 2.
This says questionable despite full practice.
Whoa. That's just they probably don't want to let him get hurt.
Yep. Full practice Friday, but listed as questionable.
Something to either watch or develop.
It says doesn't seem to be in much danger of missing the game. Randall Cobb, shoulder, could miss also.
Yeah. So, like I said, I think Geronimo and Adams get elevated.
Agreed.
And fuck Cobb anyway.
He seems to be playing better.
Eh, fuck him. How about this one?
I like him.
How about this one?
Cobb.
AJ Green?
He's tough, man. Remember, he was going like what? Like first round, top 10?
Yep. I do remember.
We weren't buying that for a
14
minute.
Points.
Total?
Total.
Ouch.
Maybe he's got a little more rushing yards that I don't know about, but we'll say 15.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Man, poor Bengals. Time for a new coach, huh?
Time for a new everything. Dalton, they have no
new
touchdowns.
Dicks.
They have no touchdowns over there, man.
They have no touchdowns?
Who's getting the touchdowns at the Bengals?
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't see any touchdowns, cuz.
What is going on?
Let's see. Their field goals. He's made what? 2, 4, 6?
Kind of like that. Bengals kicker.
Bengals kicker. Buttock. Randy Buttock.
Randy Bullock.
Oh, Bullock. Yeah, okay.
Buttock. Randy Buttock.
I don't know. It's in this weird font. It's in this weird color font.
Mm, yo, Randy Buttock. Get in that Randy Buttock.
Randy Buttock.
Smoked weed before this podcast.
Oh, that didn't sound like us. On the Big Show? Ty Montgomery, what do you think?
Love it. As much as it pains me to say that about since I was wrong, and he's a Packer, but.
Okay. So all.
I think all systems are good.
All systems
Packers,
go with the Packers?
Right?
Yeah. I agree. I don't know if I could play.
Maybe even their defense.
Any Cincinnati Bengals. Looks bad.
AJ Green, I guess.
All right. Here's a game.
Some garbage time.
Here's a game. Interesting. Chiefs at the Chargers. This is a division game. This is a big game.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
And I heard they're already talking about moving them back to San Diego.
What's Philip going to do with that cool truck he bought?
Well, wait, he can't take trucks with him.
I mean.
I don't know, maybe. Let's see. Melvin Gordon listed as limited participant. Something to keep your eye on. Nothing that I'm worried about.
Wow.
Fuck!
Yeah, let's see. That'll be a shootout too, right?
Exactly. The Chiefs have the number two offense. So I see more big things from everything on the Chiefs. It's just it depends on who gets the ball. You can't be like
who scores more quarterbacks. What quarterbacks? No.
Not last week.
No, who scores more in this game? Smith or Rivers?
Oh. You keep getting me with
I'm
that one.
I'm gonna keep getting you.
You keep getting me with that one. Gosh, I guess Rivers.
You think so?
I think they're going to be behind, have to pass. But you know, it could just as easily
be a solid play though,
right? It should be a high scoring game. I wonder what the over under is. I'd take the over on this game.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
However, that being said, Los Angeles got a ton of injuries, man. They are just all kinds of beat up all over the place.
Chargers.
Suspended, sidelined, questionable, pup list. You know, even I got a couple likely to plays, but I mean, wow. Just wow. There's a lot of injuries.
Just wow.
A lot of injuries there. I feel bad for them. And they're already talking to getting scrapped because nobody likes them. Jesus.
Yeah.
Sad day. That being said, though, Chargers need a win.
Keenan Allen time?
Yeah. How about this? Antonio Gates finally gets that touchdown.
He got one? Yeah, remember he broke the record
he
or
broke
whatever.
Broke the record already?
Like,
okay.
They, like, stopped the whole.
Oh, yeah, the referees let him pal around. I do remember that now.
But it seems like it's Gates still there, huh?
Yeah, even with Hunter.
Even with Triple H.
Right? Let's see. Triple H. Well, yeah, I bet Keenan Allen and Gates get one.
I agree.
Gordon gets a rushing.
Yeah, he seems like
or,
a beast.
Or a receiving.
Yeah.
And then it's like a toss-up on the other side. Who's going to get it?
Well, obviously Hunt. Right?
Obviously Hunt. He's playing out of his mind,
seems
dude.
Seems like Kelsey's going to get his work.
And then Tyreek on the gadget play, probably.
Tyreek, I think...
he's their main offensive passing target there for sure.
Going to be 420.
What?
He'll score 4 or 20.
4 or 20, okay.
Right?
It's usually like 420.
One play separates him.
Yeah, right.
From like that.
One big play.
Right?
It's
like whether or not he gets it.
Yeah, I suppose something to think about. Oliver, the handcuff there.
Yeah, probably good to have.
Because Gordon will probably make it to, 15 or 14 before he goes down.
He runs pretty hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other receivers to start for San Diego? Los Angeles? I'm going to follow in the footsteps of the, the NFL broadcasters.
Let's see, Tyrell Williams, you picked him up, right?
I've been shuffling him
and then
back and forth.
Travis Benjamin?
Benjamin and what, Dontrell Inman?
I think Inman's got an injury, I'm a little down on him. But
plus
I think Keenan Allen's going to get it.
He's got to be Keenan Allen, yeah.
He's pretty big.
Dude, he's a target hog.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, I think it's tough to play any of their other receivers, although it seems like they'll get some yards, but...
A flex.
They don't seem like the red zone targets.
Yeah, because they're going to Gates or maybe even Hunter or
Gates or
Gordon.
Allen or Gordon.
Yeah. Then we got the night game, which I'm particularly excited for.
Is that America's game of the week?
The Oakland Raiders at the Washington Redskins?
The Raiders.
That should be a shootout, right? Redskins behind, trying to come back.
You would think so, man.
Chris Thompson, scat back, killing it.
I don't even know where it is. there's too many.
Smoked weed before this podcast.
Yeah! I'm a scat man.
It's getting out of control.
Raiders got the number 4 offense, so I expect a lot of points over there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can play their tight end. What is it, Cook?
The Redskins look kind of shitty.
The Redskins, besides rushing the ball.
And Rob Kelly got somewhat hurt. I think he's going
to
play, but like you can't be too thrilled.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I think Carr's going to light this up.
Let's see. Fat Rob is available for Sunday, but he's still in pain, and he may wear a protective vest.
Whoa.
So, I mean, it's good to know he wants to wear protection, but he's already fat. Make
kind
it tough
a,
to hit those
kind
holes,
kind of a fat
right?
guy. Yeah, squeezing through holes.
With extra vest on.
What do you think, more Crabtree? Or?
Oh.
Back to Crabtree?
Dude, you got to guard Crabtree now, right? Somebody's got to guard Crabtree. Obviously, it wasn't done last week.
Just wide open, I guess.
I guess. That hurt. Congrats to Mike Hole.
Mike Hole. Good work. How about Lynch out there, huh?
Love it. Got his touchdown.
Dancing around.
Right, having
participating
fun.
In the fucking press booth.
I love it.
Let's see. I like Chris Thompson over there, the running back.
Yeah. I
wonder
mean,
if he's available. I might get him.
It seems like a little bit of a gamble, but he obviously has the ability, right?
they're still not on the same page. Terrell Pryor and what Reed's out. So, gosh.
It just seems like, what, Thompson doesn't get enough work. Like when he
but he
when
makes,
he does, he makes a lot out of it.
He makes a lot out of
it. But you just got to hope he gets, you know,
the,
he gets
that work.
It. Yeah, right? What? So, but yeah, it seems like a lot of good options for
well,
plays there.
It seems
right?
like they were going to Reed when he was there, but he's not there. So somebody's going to pick up a void.
I think he's going to play. But I mean, whether I wouldn't play him, but I think he's going to play. And now, of course, now he'll probably have his biggest game of the year as he's on my bench. So, all right, like 2 touchdowns, 70 yards.
Jesus, that'd be insanity. Right. Let's see.
But otherwise.
Yeah, otherwise, what's this other running back here? He's getting.
Samaje
Pierney?
Yeah, let me look at it. I can't see it.
Pierney.
That's a good name.
He's getting the other half of the
yeah.
work. And Thompson is just getting what
well,
must
with,
just be third down.
Rob hurt. Yeah, the guy was getting it. So Samaje Perine.
Interesting name. I don't know. Redskins gonna suck this year. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Gotta love fucking go fuck yourself, Washington Redskins.
You think Crowder and Pryor get it going and Cousins and.
I don't know what's going
sort
on.
Of,
somebody must have fucked somebody's girlfriend.
Right. Well. Jesus. Oh, man. Rottweiler's barking at the door.
Dogs in the hood.
Right. Stay away from
that
place.
Let's keep going. I think the Raiders take that game.
I agree. I think there's a lot of good options there if you're looking to fucking fill a spot, right?
Yeah.
Monday?
Dallas, yep, Monday night, Dallas at Cardinals.
What do you make of the Cardinals?
They suck.
You think they just suck?
They suck.
I mean, they hung in there against staff, but then looked like crap against Indiana, you know.
I mean, you know.
Indianapolis, like, whatever, they
should
have fucked that
Dallas
up.
Should win this game. Their defense isn't even that good, but they should be able to win this game. I don't know. You going to play Zeke? You got to play Zeke, right?
You got to play Zeke. Dez seemed to get it going a little bit, even against tough coverage.
What's his
Denver,
name? Somebody was quoted. What do they got? Cooks or something? Somebody was quoted as saying that they don't have an elite receiver.
The Cardinals?
I'm not sure who said it.
No, I mean who
about the Cowboys.
They don't have an elite receiver. What about Dez?
He said, "Quote, sorry, Dez.
Damn, son."
Yeah, right?
Quiet!
it's going to be interesting. What do you think? Witten has another good game? He
looks like, yeah, resurgent, huh?
He's getting the targets
good
and
boy.
The touchdowns. Zeke finally going to get a touchdown?
Man, that's a good question. I sure hope so. I mean... As a Zeke owner, you just got to hope so. You got to be like, how does he not have one yet? And what happened last week? But, I mean, well, you're not benching him. You're not, you know. You're glad that you got him for where you got him at, I think, right? And
right.
And that he's playing it all.
Right.
So, this says, so Dez will get Patrick Peterson more tough coverage, but.
All right.
What about J.J. Nelson on the other side?
I saw everybody was picking him up.
He had a huge game, and what, John Brown's hurt, and everybody else seems to suck.
Palmer. It's not looking good for Cardinals.
What about Larry? What does he do?
Same thing Larry always does.
60 or 70 yards or something?
Missing that touchdown.
I mean, he gets targets, yeah, but he doesn't score that many touchdowns anymore, huh? Who's their running back? Is it Kerwin?
I got it right here, actually.
Let's see.
Chris
looks like,
Johnson?
Looks like snaps in week 2 were Ellington 30, Williams 18, Johnson 17. So I guess it looks like Ellington got the majority, but...
Sounds like a committee over there. Stay away from that.
Yeah, Dallas's run defense wasn't too good last week, though, so maybe if you need somebody.
I guess you just pick the guy with the most touches.
Yeah.
Otherwise, receiver. John Brown. He's done.
We'd have to check. I think let me pull it up. I think he got hurt, but maybe he's still going to play, I don't know.
Yeah, and Larry not looking like anything to write home about either.
Larry.
What, 9 points maybe all year? Hard to justify fantasy value at 9 points total all year. So, I guess JJ would be maybe a better pick than Larry.
This says, just a couple hours ago, John Brown likely out again. He missed the game against the Colts.
And I like JJ better than Larry. How about that?
I think I agree with you.
Pretty much wraps that one up, too.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else on it.
Yeah. I don't like either of those defenses too much.
Like, how are you gonna feel confident playing Chris Johnson or Kerwin Williams?
You don't feel too great. It's gotta be.
How do you feel about Palmer though? Look, 600 yards. How many picks does he have?
Yeah, right. He's got a bunch of picks already. He's got a 4-3-4.
Yeah. Oof. It'll be a rough game. Could be some garbage time for. Palmer.
J.J. Nelson limited in practice yesterday.
Jesus. I will go down with the ship.
Horrible.
That was a nice tune.
I mean, we got our asses kicked.
that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, that's for sure, huh?
That wraps up the fucking Big Show portion.
Yep.
Let's see. Anything else? I don't have too much left.
No, and we're cruising along on time, so I suppose we could probably wrap it up.
All right. Let's see. Try and get some sit starts this weekend.
Yeah.
Some questions on Twitter. GFF_podcast.
Get over here early for that London game, and we could do a bunch of them. We'd be going.
Oh, yeah, we could roll all day on that London game. Right?
I guess we've lost music as we wrap up.
It's come to that.
It's come to that.
Well, I guess we will end it then, huh?
Yes, y'all.
Yes, yes, y'all. All right, well, sure to like us on Facebook.
Yeah. Nobody really likes us on anything. We got listeners, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, I'm Stephen Barbara.
Nikki G.
Signing off.
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.